Ramchet Kinyani Toyah for today. Yesterday we learned about Talmud and Shmir Sa'izim. Learning and the quality of listening to others. We saw yesterday that Talmud means having a cheshik for a new thing. Yesterday afternoon we weren't sure what to learn. No cheshik for this particular thing. No, other Talmud, yes, there's cheshik for it. Up we get. Then we came to the and we learned what we were doing. So today is two other ones. Arichat Sechosayim. Arichat Sechosayim means to verbalize. But when you learn, it's not good just to read the word. We have to actually speak out the words. Arichat Sechosayim, we learn out from Sukkim, there's an Indian of speaking out. But Midrash Shmuel explains it doesn't just mean speaking out. Arichat Sechosayim means explaining it to yourself. So you should be mitzadar it well. That's when you, like a shulchan aruch, when you're learning something, it's good to not just say the words, but actually break it down, like the thing we do here, to break it down, to make it all in the right components. That's aricha sefasai. And connected to that is the next one. The fourth one is Dina Salev and Sichel Salev. That's all one thing. Dina Salev and Sichel Salev means, as they explain, it means to understand what you say. That, often you see people doing Chazorah Baal Peh, so they'll just be saying the words without actually thinking what the words are saying. See it with kids and they're learning Mishnah Baal Peh, just saying over the words, but what does it mean? It doesn't matter. That's what Mishnah says, it's not true. It has to be, when you say it, you have to speak out the words, it's true, you have to speak out, you have to say it over and over again, and that's smaller, but it has to be with the Bina Salev and Sechel Salev understanding as well. The Pasuk says, Kikoa ve'lecho hadova ma'oid, v'ficho v'lvolcho. It's close to you, v'ficho v'lvolcho. So you say that's what this means. If you want to be kind of the Torah, if you want it to stay with you, that's what you b'ficha, that's what aricha sefayim, to speak it out clearly. At the same time, that's what b'lovcha, has to be that you understand fully what's going on, and not just saying over like mitzvah noshim b'liv mudah. So those are the two kinyanim for today. Now we're now going to start Baruch Hashem, the new sugya. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, the Reisi, indeed, Rabbi Yehuda Reisi. We are Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah. Yesterday we gave out some papers with the written Rosh. I don't have any more left. But I have. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Bnei Chaburo Shoy Mitzubin. Bnei Chaburah that were eating a meal on Erev Shabbat. V'kiddesh aleihem hayoyim. Important words. V'kiddesh aleihem hayoyim. What does that mean? Rabbanan, kiddesh aleihem hayoyim means?
Became
Ben Ashmashes. Okay. Why do you say Ben Ashmashes? Why not night? Very good, Rabbanu. See, very colorful. The Kiddush Aleihem Hayoyim. Kiddush Aleihem Hayoyim really means it became sanctified, it became Shabbos. So the Halacha is according to Tanakama, being like Kiddush El Yain, you bring one cup of wine, Vayim Elov Kedushas Hayoyim, and you say on it Kiddush. And V'Sheni Vayim Elov Bichzamot and Rabbi Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're eating a meal and it comes Shabbos, you have to stop. You have to bench. You have to break up your meal and make a new meal the Kavod Shabbos. You can't continue your meal the Kavod Shabbos. You have to actually break it up and say, that was my weekday meal and now I'm starting my Shabbos meal. How can you break up a meal? Take it to Shulchan. How do you break up a meal? You're saying take away the table.
That's what that is, no?
Yeah. You have to bench. If you bench, that's the end of the meal. How do you bench? You're right. We take away the table when we bench. But you have to bench. That's where you study the contributor. You finish the weekday meal, you bench, and then you start your Shabbos meal with a new meal. Just the right the concept the nusach we have is that first you do kiddush and then you say Birch Samozim. Not not Birchus HaMozim first and then Kiddush, Kavod HaKiddush and then Birchus HaMozim. That is the Gemara in our Gemara. You can continue eating until nightfall. Gomri, but once you've finished eating, then then the first cup, the opposite way around. The first cup you say Birchus HaMozim. In the second cup you say Exusim. The second cup you say Exusim. So the double machlik is according to the Gizm, which we have between Rebuda and Rebuda. According to Rebuda, comes Shabbos, you have to break up your meal, you have to have a new meal to cover Shabbos. According to Rebuda, and another machlik is, according to Rebuda, according to the Gizm that we have, is you first make Kiddush and then you bench. And according to Rebuda, you first bench and then you make Kiddush. We need to understand the faith of these two machlekes. So that's the two machlekes we have. According to Rabbi Yossi, the words of the Mishnah are, the words of the Gemara is, Eichel v'heilech ad shetechshach, until nightfall. Or Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to continue eating after nightfall. You have to continue eating until nightfall.
Maybe it's saying the shmasha, so you can continue, but when it's the nidusa.
So Rabbi Yossi tells you don't need to stop. So these words that shetechshach are difficult. We'll see maybe some on Gersa even, but these words that shetechshach are difficult. And I think the Ran says that. Right, Ran says, well then you can go even after nightfall, right? Even Mishnah Tafsach you can. It's just that because of Yehuda, also why should you say Asher Tafsach? Mishnah Tafsach, even after nightfall you can keep going. Even once it's nightfall, you can carry on. From darkness. And
into the night.
Acha. No, from after. Yeah, you start the meal before. Yeah, you can use such expressions. Yeah, you can. So these words that shetechach are difficult. We'll see what the Rashbam does with it. But the Ram that I think you saw yesterday, the Ram learned that in a chami, he's even able to do it after shetechach. Now we need to know. So why does it say after shetechach? So there's another difficulty with this Gemara. One more difficulty, and then we can learn the Rashbam. What did he say? He said, to review the holds, that Mevin Lui, sorry, Tomei Abana, B'nei Chabor, Shem Esluvin, V'kiddish Aleihem Hayoyim. So he said, what do these words, V'kiddish Aleihem Hayoyim mean? What does V'kiddish Aleihem Hayoyim mean? So, simple speaking, that sounds like nightfall, right? But then it carries on, which is nightfall. So the Ram says, Misha Kiddush Olav HaYoyim is like Rebbeinu said, it means Bein HaShmosh. Once it's Bein HaShmosh, it's going to Yehuda, you have to stop. So once it gets to Bein HaShmosh, the Yehuda has to stop. The Gracie said, no, you can keep going. So he says, you can even go after nightfall because he's come to argue with the Yehuda, but the truth is, you can go even after that as well. That's how the Ram learns. So let's bring us back on what we've said so far, and then we'll see the Rashba. The Braita brings two shittas, the shitta of Rav Yehuda and the shitta of Rav Yossi. Rav Yehuda holds that comes bein hashmoshes, you have to stop, and stopping means you have to bench, and you have to start a new meal. And the Braita we have says you make kiddush first. And Rav Yossi says no, you can keep going even afterwards. After Tefach, meaning even after Tefach, says the Ram. You can keep going. There's no din, you have to stop your Shabbos meal. No din. You can keep going your Shabbos meal as long as your weekday meal as long as you like. And then you make Kiddush at the end. You bench, and then you make Kiddush at the end. Let's see the Rashba. Tonarabon. Hochi Gosino. Tonarabon. B'nei Chaburo. Rashbam Zal Kufbeis Amad Aleph, 5 lines up. Hochi Gosino. Tana Rabon, B'nei Chaburo, Shoroyu Mesubim, V'kidish Aleim Hayoim. V'vim Leikrit Shel Yayin, V'oim Elom Ketush Es Hayoim, V'emsa Sudosei. V'asheini Miyad, Oim Elom Bechzumot. That's basically our view, sir. You first make Kiddush, and then you bench. So why do you do this to him? Why do you first make Kiddush and then you bench? Why should then be?
fine.
If you're the health, you have to break up your meals, your weekday meal and Shabbos meal. So let's break up the benching, and then you'll do your Kiddush and Shabbos meal afterwards. Why do you say first make Kiddush, then you bench, and then you start your Shabbos meal?
Rabbi Yehuda says that.
I thought we said that.
If you're the
host, and you can't have a call,
very good. Yeah, very good. That's one way. So let's just say what he says. If you're the host, according to the gifts that we have, you have to break up your meal and make it into a Shabbos meal. So what you do is you eat your weekday meal, you stop, make Kiddush, bench, start your Shabbos meal. So why are you doing that way? So it says to Rashbam, for me, hoyle gia shav Kiddush, tzorch v'kaddish tchilo. Since the time of Kiddush has come, you have to make Kiddush first. Don't know really explain why. Right? So I'm hearing two things, or three things even now. Zev's saying because the Kiddush is here already. Well, one second, let's do it one by one. You're saying because Kiddush is here already. So what did Rabbi Yossi hold?
So you
carry on, you do benching, and then you do Kiddush. So what happens to Kiddush being here first? What happens to this idea that Kiddush has to, if Kiddush comes first, you have to make Kiddush before you bench? This territory of Abzeb is difficult. Abzeb wants to say, like the loss of the Rashbam, further, yes, shout Kiddush, sign of Kiddush is arrived, Tzorich, the Kaddish Tchilo. So Abzeb wants to explain it means that since there's Kiddush in the world, you have to make Kiddush before you bench. So saying, Rabbi Yossi clearly doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yossi holds that you can finish off your meal. Okay, Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need to stop your meal. But once you've finished your meal, you bench first, and then you make Kiddush. So those things that you have to make, yeah, Kiddush first. That's difficult.
I think it was so clear and simple that we're talking about first being Kiddush and then you bench. So why do you need to have two separate people doing it? Why doesn't just one person?
Yeah, one person will do it.
So why did they just change?
A second cup. You bring two cups. The first cup you say Kiddush, and the second cup you shame your email on the second cup you make that song. It doesn't like it very clearly, but that's what it means. Yeah, that's what it means. Okay, so the Rashbam doesn't speak out too much. But Rafi, what was your sense? I think
Kiddush is important, but I can't think it's not.
Rafi's saying the vault that the Tosafot tells us that you're not allowed to drink before you make Kiddush. So if you'd be making Birchas Mazon on the coast, what are you going to do with your cup?
You said that for Kiddush.
Huh?
You said that for Kiddush.
What do you mean use them in Kiddush?
Use
the same cup for two things. Oh, and it's a mitzvah to cover this cup either. So that's the answer from the Gemara. Learning the sugya from the beginning until the end. Okay? So the Gemara says, hey, it's a mitzvah to cover this cup. You cannot. So we're not going to talk about practicalities at the moment, okay? Because otherwise we'll be stuck. So let's learn the sugya from the beginning to the end, and we'll look at. So that could be a simple reason why you need to make Kiddush first, because once it comes to Kiddush time, you're not allowed to eat. So if I make Kiddush on Birchas Mazon, so then I wouldn't be able to drink the cup. So maybe I have to drink Kiddush first in order to be able to drink the cup of the Birchas Mazon. That's one mahalach you can learn. Why can't you make Birchas Mazon and then make on one cup? Make Kiddush on another cup and then drink the cup of the Birchas Mazon.
Because
you have to connect them. Yeah. Yeah, that's how patients understand that, how the sugya is there. What about Rav Yossi?
And at the end?
Rav Yossi make Birchas Mazon and then Kiddush. What happened to this thing?
You're not
Shabbos
yet, according to
that. Oh, very good. Let's just speak out the question, then you've got the tarot. Rav Yossi holds that you can eat the meal until the end, and then you bench, and then you make Kiddush. What happened to this problem by eating before Kiddush? The answer is that Rav Yossi is no problem. Because Rav Yossi, as long as you're in one meal, the meal keeps going. So he holds the meal keeps going until after benching. So maybe you're allowed to also drink the wine of the cup after benching, because the meal kept going. Once you've finished your meal, and finishing the meal means benching with drinking the cup, then you've got Chiyuv Kiddush. Until then, you've got no Chiyuv. So the Gemara says, "The Gemara says, 'If Yehuda agrees, Yehuda, once your Shabbat comes in, or even Ben Hashanah says, it's also for you to continue eating. I mean, if it's also to continue eating, then when I'm having mine, I now want to make into bench, I won't be able to drink my one cup of wine. So Mela, I have to drink the wine. I have to make kiddush first in order to allow me to drink the cup of wine." I'm saying, in any way, there's no problem to continue eating. As long as you're still in the meal, there's no problem to continue eating. So Mela, you don't forget, you can continue your meal as long as you like. You then bench, you then drink the cup of the wine of benching, because that's all connected to the meal, and then you make kiddush.
Rabbi Yossi is holding that the meal is coming to Shabbat now. It's just finished. Now they can get it. And because I ate here, there's never been, I tip me, never before did we say the Kiddush in the Makom Sudah, but it's eat the meal.
So he says that's good from an honest to that.
It has to pre-eat the meal.
Can.
And it's like that.
No, places that as long as your kiddush was connected to a meal, even if it's after, it's also okay.
There's no, you never heard any word that said it should be the meal.
No.
And
the Ram says it means even after. So the Ram says it means you can even go after being a shmoshes. That's all it means. Kumja Yehuda, it means Zafka until Shkia. According to Yehuda, you can even go afterwards. We have a day set, yeah? What's the thing in a minute while the Rosh Hashanah goes to this?
I can say that up to... He spends the time here. That meal,
you're
also
going to
agree that you have to stop.
Okay. Can you explain to me why you're saying what you're saying? I know the words, but can you explain it? I mean, can you explain some smart what you're saying? Everybody's the old, you're allowed
to. That's when the yom starts.
Oh, that's the matlekas.
Maybe. I'm saying, it's getting the machoket like that, right? That's when we start the new day, when the Shabbat kick in. The Shabbat is.
So you could say that, but it's wrong, because we've been learning the whole from the beginning of the period, whether you have to stop your meal, must speak him or in must speak him. Nothing to do with when Shabbos comes out. Kunto, you're saying the machlek is doing, everyone agrees you have to stop your meal. So the fact is, when Shabbos comes in, is it being a shmosh, or is it a gechor? But the command of Kufa Medalis brings machlek is a view that we see about whether mastikin is Shabbos is, or ain't mastikin. The view that all mastikin is Shabbos is, if you're in the middle of a meal, you have to be mastik the Shabbos. And if you're all ain't mastikin, you don't need to be mastik your meal. That means if you're see all, if you're in the middle of a meal, you don't need to stop. So why should I have to stop at night?
Didn't it say
that?
Why? Why? Because it's not Shabbos. Yeah, but why? Because you think it's not Shabbos. I mean, he agreed to it that he has to be Mastik. He just left in what then Shabbos is. It's totally wrong to say Mastik in the Shabbos is Mastik. Mastik also holds Mastik. So the other Machlek is when the Mastik is, because the other Machlek is when Shabbos is.
It's also wrong to say that it's also interesting to say that Shmuel if he wants hold the whole thing in the law or reading that in the
so, yeah. We'll discuss that, we'll
it's
discuss that
the well let me think they're both wrong.
Like Machil and Beheter, you know, you were allowed to eat, so that is continuous.
Right.
Versus, just says, we don't care if you start in Beheter, you know, once the time comes in, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Is that the problem here?
Yeah. I mean, the Buddha holds it comes Shabbos, you have to stop. Even if you start in the head, yeah, and the race holds it, you can continue. You can continue.
So you're done, and then you'll have your next thing.
So that's right. So therefore, that's why the race says you can make benching first and then do kiddush, because the older, once you started your meal, you have to finish off with all of it, with all that goes through.
It just says that the Shabbos is after the first.
You can bring Shabbos in early, but if you didn't, it's Shabbos.
What is that say?
Kachas or Chalila, what's it? When we went through, we learned about Shvi'i Rebbe's We were brought up in a Hasidic school. It wasn't one chassid was dragging to the other chassid about how great his rebbe is. So we were walking down the street and it was raining, and the rebbe said, "Rain ahin, rain ahem, rain goes here, rain goes there," and it was dry where the rebbe went. So he gave out. And another chassid said, "Ah, my rebbe does much better. It was almost Shabbos," and he said, "Shabbos ahin, Shabbos ahem, where I go is still weekday."
What?
Where I go is still weekday. And it was still weak there.
No. It's handling a lot. And to bring into acknowledging the Shabbos, we do the same thing like the Oli.
No.
Rabbi Yossi says, you know, it's hard to ask to bring it.
Rabbi Yossi just says that once you started your meal, you'll have to continue on. But Rabbi Yossi would agree you can't do Mechala Shabbos.
No, it's not Mechala Shabbos. I'm asking Mechala Shabbos. So you can bring in the...
Yeah, the Kedusha. So the Mechala Shabbos came, the Kedusha came in.
The Kedusha came in.
When's your chiv to make kiddush is whenever I finish what I was doing. Conjugation. I was busy eating a meal, so then I can finish eating the meal also. Yeah.
Rav Yossi would admit that at night, it is certainly Shabbat.
Right.
There's no argument.
Right.
I'm trying to think, the king is coming in, you're eating. Put the
egg roll
down.
The halacha is
no. He never brings the point to Jewish.
The Rebbe is telling us halacha. The Rebbe is not telling us how gossip. The Rebbe is telling halacha. There's something called halacha, and then something called what you feel, what you like. The best thing halacha is, try halacha is that if you're involved in something, you know, and you're able to do the mitzvah later, you do not need to stop what you're doing in order to do the mitzvah. You're eating your meal, eating your weekly meal. You're involved in your weekly meal. Along comes a mitzvah to do kiddush. You do not need to do this mitzvah now. If you can do it later, you can do kiddush.
Just to say,
we're reading out this now Shabbos. Kiddush, sit down. Don't need to.
2 hours.
Don't need to. Knowing knowledge with the being
coming
to
Shabbos. You don't need to. Halacha is, you're involved in something,
you don't need to.
Same with my whole other mitzvah.
Yeah.
So the meal, Shabbos, now it's
maybe it's a mitzvah. You asked 3 questions in one there. Should we break it down a bit? Does the meal convert itself into a Shabbos meal? A conjugation. It does. How do I know that? Because otherwise, when do I have my Shabbos meal? Right? So the result is that it converts itself into a Shabbos meal. Is it because of 18 minutes before the minutes or no? It's because once involved in one thing, you don't need to stay. Same would be if you're involved in
that. If you play golf or something else, you can be playing
right.
Until...
Right. If you're playing golf, stop. Whatever. If you're involved in something, you don't need to stop, you can continue.
How much can you do both?
Lots of questions there.
How much can you do both? What would you be shaking out the street? But if it's something you could do, it's paying the money on yourself.
You do not need to stop what you're doing in order to admit to which you can do later. Okay, that's why I made you off. If you start with that, you don't need to...
What about Shisha Shabbos? I mean, it's not like you're in the middle of the meal, where did it start?
That's all we learned at the beginning of the thing. Okay, question set.
I mean, they just started this like really early?
Very old, you'll have to eat any time during the time.
How we help?
No. Back to where we're holding. Where are we holding? Try and focus a bit.
The last
Rashbam. Oh, so we're in the middle of the Rashbam. Thank you. So that's the first kiddush. It says Rashbam that you make kiddush first and then you bench. Why? Because the Zman of Kiddush has come. It doesn't explain why, but we've said Pshat one Pshat. Zman of Kiddush has come, meaning that you're not allowed to drink beforehand, so maybe you have to make kiddush first. Thus,
sometimes it's like
they weren't involved, it happened to them.
Yeah.
Right. Became Ben Ashrashis. Kiddush El Havayah means it became Ben Ashrashis.
So we're saying that it actually means it, yeah. Does Kiddush actually happen without you making it?
Does it become kubbish without you making it? Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Does the day become sanctified without you sanctifying it?
Yeah.
What's then? Shabbos comes in. Shabbos is the day of the game of Luzon. You go here to make Kiddush. Okay, so that's the Kiddush. So Meda, since the Shabbos Kiddush came, you have to make Kiddush first. Lashon Acher, Gosinon. Lashon Acher, Gosinon, Rishon. Here's another gift. So you first make birth of Amazin, and Shani Oyma Alov Kiddush Hayyim. And the second cab you do Kiddush. That means according to the second gift, there's no machlokes in a good and a grace in the order. If you finish your meal, you bet you make Kiddush. Right? So too, according to, just like unto Gracie, so that says according to a meal like that. You finish your meal, your weekday meal, because you have to stop your weekday meal. So you have finished your weekday meal, you bench, you make Kiddush and start a new meal. That's what it is. After Benishos, as you make it.
So when you say why you didn't go to read it, you can vegetables, you know the vegetables.
It comes to the Lashon Acher, it comes to the other Gizah, you see the Ashbam, there's another Gizah. Even if you don't hold the first, you bench, and then you make Kiddush, and then you bench again. So what's the difference between a Buddha and a Buddha? It comes to the Lashon Acher. But you have to stop. It comes to a Buddha, comes to being a Buddha, you stop. You're not allowed to continue eating. You have to stop. And you make, and then you bench, and you make Kiddush, and eat a new meal. And comes to MBIC, you keep on eating your meal. When you finish your meal, you bench, you make Kiddush, and go to bed. That's the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi. Go to learn. Welcome to Rav Yosi. Very good. So straight to Rav Yosi. Favorite of Yossi, on Rav Yosi, that how's he making his Shabbos meal? Where's he making his Shabbos meal? There's Tosfos, which he learned about Kuk. There's those, no. This is the meal that you ate after nightfall. It's counted like a Shabbos meal. It doesn't have to be started in the Kuk of Shabbos. Whatever you ate, after nightfall. So if you're old, you need Lechem Mishnah. So yeah, you have to have two loaves of bread. Anyone working out the last Rashbam on the page? Rav Yosi Oymer Oichlin Bohochin Ad Shetigmah Tzedosa. You continue eating your meal until you finish it. Inami, it's Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi opinion, you don't need to stop. Inami Oichlin Bohochin Mishetefshach. Or you continue eating once it gets dark. What's the Rashbam want by these two explanations? What's bothering him? What's he trying to answer? What's that?
When
he
finishes
Bein HaShmasha,
there's only things he's going to eat until he finishes. Maybe he's just using the service now to do
Look on, he's explaining Rav Yosi. What's Rav Yosi? What's the Rashbam bothered about the words of Rav Yosi? He's got to give two explanations of what Rav Yosi means.
You don't have to stop immediately at Bein HaShmashos.
Right.
You can finish within that intermediate time, or you can even go later than that.
So, what's he want? You know,
it's not apparent in the
words of Rav Yosi. I think Rashbam is coming to explain what the word holchin means. Holchin, the holchin. You can eat and walk. What does it mean by holchin? Holchin means to go. What does it mean by eating and going? So Rashbam, holchin, the holchin means one of two things. You can keep on going on your meal. And these holchins going on the meal, you keep on going until you finish your meal. Or Holchin means you keep on going after nightfall. Either Holchin means you keep on going referring to the meal you keep on going till you finish it, or Holchin means in time frame. That if you've been said, Kinkir, it means you have to stop I'm telling you, no, you can keep going, you can all the time. You can keep going. Even after night, you can keep going. There's no difference in halacha. The difference is in what the words are come to express. What is going mean? Is going doing on my meal? Or is going referring to the time? Ozumoza means you can keep on going. You're involved in a meal, finish off your meal. That's what the halacha means. You're eating your meal, finish it off. Go on with your meal, or go on, ignore the time. Those are the two possibilities, what halacha means. Finish what you're involved in, or don't worry about the time. Keep going on the time. The big bayam in Shashvani is that what did he do with the Gemara? The Gemara says what it was going on. So what's Rashbam saying? Hokin v'hokin, hokin hashetigmas v'dochon, inami hokin v'hokin mishetechshach.
It's trying to look down to the Gemara about Kufu, if I remember where it seems to be that the Rioshi seems not hashetechshach, and that then you've got to start, you can go beyond that.
Right. So you should ask as a cash on the Gemara then, not just explain, inami hokin v'hokin mishetechshach, the Gemara is saying not like that.
Is the issue maybe not that you don't have to stop, but does your meal convert into a Shabbos meal or not? So regardless, you're going into Banish Mushrooms.
Right.
And then when you stop and bench, have you eaten a Shabbos meal?
Right, you have, yeah.
Well, maybe not. Maybe one version is it's not really converted into a Shabbos meal. You're just finishing your meal into Shabbos.
So when are you going to have your Shabbos
meal? Because at the end here, he says it's his own reasoning that there's no matzita. That's on the second step to inami. But the first part of this Rashbam would be it's not a Shabbos meal.
So when are you going to have your Shabbos meal?
Next.
So
you bench, then you make Kiddush, and then you have a Shabbos meal.
So why is Rav Yossi arguing with Rav Yehuda? He's just causing himself more problems.
Because you don't have to stop immediately.
What's the difference? Then you're going to have to carry on eating afterwards, make a new meal afterwards. You might
not immediately.
You can do it later on, an hour or two later.
But that's why Rashbam brings the Tamei, that goes on the Inami.
It's also going to take a lot until you finish your meal.
Maybe
your
not.
Meal could be well
that's
after.
That's one thing. Maybe it doesn't.
Right. The Rashbam does not have the gil to Achit Hashvach in the Gemara. What is the maskal of the Gemara of the Rashbam? Hebeisi Oimer Oichlin V'Holchin. That's the words he has. Oichlin V'Holchin. What earth does that mean? Oichlin V'Holchin. Says the Rashbam either means you finish your meal or even after night. He never had the gil to Oichlin V'Holchin Achit Hashvach. Because if he had that gift, the Achshel Shetashach, he wouldn't just start writing Mishta Tashach.
But
here, you would ask him the Kasha.
How is
this not? He would think, something like that. So the Brian Gemara says Achetesach. So the Rashbam, you should know Mishetesach. You know, I'm going to say Mishetesach. You get completely confused here. What's going on? Is it Achetesach or Mishetesach?
Maybe he's saying so. Achetesach either means one of two things. Either it means, like you said originally, that it means that you could keep going. That you could. It doesn't mean literally. It means you could just keep going past.
It's really a very unclear way of writing it. The Gemara is one way. And the Rashbam just writes, you know, Melech Melech Mish Tesach, what, come to the Chalik on the Gemara?
No, actually, what does it mean, I? Ad is confusing. Ad really means me, he's saying.
Ad means me? Ad means till. as always means either so as by Ajatal, or it means as bechlar. They always say it means as, himself. So how can you tell me it means me? So Ram says, yeah, it means, he really said Ashitesha, but in truth it could even go on afterwards. He says, come to him and argue with the Buddha. The Buddha says, you have to stop being a shrosher. I'm saying you can keep going until, even until nightfall. The truth is even after that as well. But the Ram spoke that all out. But the Rashbam here doesn't do that. He just writes, in Nami, Hochim v'Ochim, Ochim v'Ochim, Hochim v'Ochim, Mishe Techshach. He's coming to argue with the Gemara? Can't be. So that's I think it's Emes. The Rashbam never had the Gisa Asher Techshach. He just had two words, Ochim v'Ochim, or Hochim v'Ochim, then which, or do you build it? Ochim v'Ochim, you eat and go. Eat and go, what do you mean eat and go? So Agumar says Asher Techshach, but he didn't have that. What do you mean by eat and go? She says, yeah, it means to go until the end of the meal. Or go until after nightfall. That's what the going go. Don't be restricted by anything. Not by your meal, you don't have to stop your meal. And you don't have to be restricted by time either. It's his own explanation, it's his own suggestion what the Ochim Ochim means. Because there is no such Gemara. There is no Gemara Asher Techshach. Asher Techshach was our Gisa, but the Rashbam never had that Gisa.
Okay.
Yeah. You could have made that bad mistake.
Sure.
Yeah? It's wrong, because if you told you don't have to stop. So you could have made a mistake. So Rashbam didn't have that gift, because there is no such Asher Techshach. Then the Rashbam should have spoken that out. Rashbam is never worried about writing explanations. He's much longer than Rashi. So why did he not speak out? Why did he not explain himself?
So if there were, in his Gersa, didn't say Asher Techshach, in his Gersa, it just said, Vitzim and
Ochro Right.
So what's his Kiddush? What's the big thing that he's adding to us by telling us, what does it mean, Ochro Naholet? It means, until he finishes his student.
What does Hilach mean? You eat and go. Go where?
How does Ochro Naholet mean continuing, right?
That's he tells us, that's what it means.
We didn't know. Ochro Naholet, whenever you say something Naholet, Ochro Naholet means, you do it, you keep doing it. Right, we knew that. He didn't teach us
grammar.
That's to me, that's the thing that I. So what is he coming?
So until what?
Keep going, doesn't matter.
What is
his
Kiddush?
I don't see what his Kiddush is teaching us here.
You don't see what the
Rashbam
is teaching us?
Yeah. I see over the Holocaust, that means to me, I keep going, there's no restriction. So you come and tell me, you know what it means? You can keep going until he finishes the Kiddush.
And that's my question.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying it's just grammar, you call it a
I get what you're saying. Even if you just have a whole lot. So, first of all, Dharma says you have to interrupt your meal right now. And the other one says, no, come on, hold on, just keep going.
Right.
So if you would have nothing else, just that, it would be self-understood that it means keep going until you're done. And then make you whatever
you want. I think we have to think about that point. What would you have thought if you're not at the restaurant? Yeah. Either way, that means you can keep going. So either you keep going until you finish your meal, or keep going after nightfall. Either just at the waiter. How do you judge with Eichel Hayla? So what would it be? What could it be? What could it have meant? I was thinking it's coming to explain what the word Hayrach means. Hayrach means that you eat and go. So you have to explain what go means. So go means either go on meaning finishing a meal or go on ignoring the time. But Ram times that's self-explanatory. Eichel Hayrach means that one of those two things. You don't need a Rashbam to explain us any of those two explanations. Okay, let me just think about that a bit more.
Maybe this
will
have the
idea of
the time in the meal. Rob said that you don't stop a mitzvah, do another one. There's no mitzvah.
You don't stop a mitzvah. I said if you're involved in something and you've got time to do the mitzvah afterwards, you don't need to stop what you're doing.
Oh.
So you can do the mitzvah afterwards.
You eat meals on Erev Shabbat.
On a Tuesday, you're eating your supper tonight, and it comes the time of Shvi'is Omer. So you need to stop to say Shvi'is Omer.
So with all this mystery of bringing in two new bread, we're saying that as you're eating this Friday, all of a sudden, Christ Rav Yossi says you continue eating, but then the Rav says, no, no, you're right, you should bring out two bread.
I said, if you need two breads, if you only need two breads, you'll have two breads.
At that point, what's the problem of standing up with the last one?
No problem. There's no problem standing up. You don't need to.
Because then if you don't bring in the bread, I understand the
situation. Even if you are, you're bringing a bread, it means you're eating your meal. You're not stopping eating a meal.
So the Friday meal doesn't convert to a Shabbos meal unless you bring in two breads.
No. Whatever you eat after night is a Shabbos meal.
The question of the system, that didn't happen this time. I eat one loaf of bread on Friday, okay, when is it? Don't worry about it.
Oh, maybe you do. What's not good enough?
Because it makes a difference of time and meal and this bread and the structure.
No?
If you said that it was time and you said, okay, now it's turned and now it's just stop cooking in the kitchen. Why? You still eat. Okay, bring out whatever's there, but it's Shabbat. Oh, it's Shabbat. It is.
Yeah.
So from here on it is.
Yeah.
There's a difference when you just continue your meal and said, who cares? Just keep going.
I don't know what you think. Whatever you eat after nightfall is Shabbos meal. If you want to have less mishnah, you're welcome to have less mishnah as well. But you're eating. You're not stopping to eat. As long as you're continuing your Shabbos, you're eating. That's all one. That's all one act. What you want to eat, you're welcome to. But to stop and make kiddush, that's stopping. And you've got no obligation to stop a meal in the middle of your meal. Okay, I hear your aura of Avraham. I'll have to think about that a little bit more. So, that is the... So we have two good sides. You have to remember these two good sides. It's going to be important for places. Two good sides to contribute to what you have to do. Contribute to, do you stop and make kiddush and bench, or do you stop, bench, and make kiddush? That's the silos in the bit. Gomroi, if you finish your meal, on the base, trash farming on the base. Gomroi. Gomro means what? You finish your suda. Gomro suda's one. Kaisish in Omer al Bechzam oven. On the first cup, you make Bechzam oven. Says the Gemara Shvam, Rebreshi come along. Rebreshi is the one speaking here. Rabbeinu is coming to tell me a chiddush. She'ein tzarach lekadosh miyad. You don't need to make kiddush straight away. Aliyig misudal. So you finish your meal. Bivach bechazan ozim. You bench. Achal kach kiddush. And then afterwards you make kiddush. Says the Rashbam. This is what Rabbi Yossi was pointing out before. A meal. Imperius mapal miyakadosh the kiddush. If you were Purius Mapa, you covered over your food and you made kiddush in the middle of the meal. Moide Rebyesi, the Koshkin Shabbat. Say, Rebyesi agrees that it's certainly good. It's certainly good. Says Rashbam, we remember from last month there was a Shittur held, Shmuel held, Purius Mapa on the kiddush. Comes night, you have to cover over your meal and make kiddush. Who's that thing? Who's the opinion of Purius Mapa? Could have used it at the bench.
Yeah.
Shmuel's an Amorim. Shmuel Kahal. Shmuel Kahal make up his own opinion. Shmuel, unlikely to make up his own opinion. You have a Yehuda. She's obviously not a Yehuda because it comes to a Yehuda. You have to make. You can't just spread over a cloth. Says the Rashbam, the Rashi agrees to what Shmuel's saying. He's marking the culture gain of this faith. Which means, in the Rashbam telling us, the Rashi is just telling you the dry law, the basic halacha is you do not need to make kiddush. But she's agreed to you, it's a very chashuv thing and proper thing maybe even, to make kiddush ready now. And therefore Shmuel is being more machme. Shmuel is holding Rabbi Yossi and telling you that it's proper to be made to put mother, so that's what you should do. So Rabbi Yossi is masking to what Shmuel said. My dear Rishi, the culture came to Shabbat Shvei. Rishi's mask is that certainly that's good. Tiloi Teimachi, Ela Dafka Kama Rishi, Tiloi Teimachi, because if you don't say that, Ela Dafka Kama Rishi, the Rishi specifically said, Rishi Mevachal of Birchaz HaMozein, and the first case should be Birchaz HaMozein, and not Kiddush. In Shmuel, the Omar command, Shmuel is not going to get one. Shmuel tells us, praise him up on the Kaddish, you make Kiddush and they make Birchaz HaMozein at the end. If you basically hold, then whenever you're having a meal, you have to bench first and then make Kiddush, so Shmuel going like, Shmuel saying you do Kiddush and Birchaz HaMozein.
Rabbi Yehuda.
No. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to bench.
But he's holding that you make Kiddush first.
Right. So who's he going like? It can't be Rabbi Yehuda because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to split up your meal. And if basically, and Shmuel holds, you don't need to split up your meal. It can't be. And Rabbi Yossi, if Rabbi Yossi literally holds, you have to bench first and then make Kiddush, and it's not going like Rabbi Yossi either. Says that's not true. Rabbi Yossi doesn't think you can bench and then make Kiddush. You're allowed to bench and then make Kiddush. But certainly, maybe it's better even to make Kiddush when Shabbos comes in, and then bench afterwards. So maybe Shmuel is telling you what Rabbi Yossi would agree to do on a more more hidden way, yes, in a better way.
But if it's a better way to do Kiddush according to Rabbi Yosef, like people said that dry halacha is that you can't get.
Because that is the dry halacha. Right? There's something, there's a basic halacha.
Yes, it's not included.
Right, there's a basic halacha. And there's a margin. A margin, like Rafa was saying, what's the big deal? Make Kiddush true. But margin, you're right. Margin would make Kiddush first. But there's a basic halacha. If you ask somebody, what is the halacha? I don't from Kiddush. I want the basic halacha. Basic halacha is involved in a mitzvah, keep going doing a mitzvah until after. That's the basic halacha. What's the chumrah? You want to be machmir? And what I agree to you is that there's an inyan to be machmir.
Cover
my kiddush and then
say the chol, not a mitzvah. That'll be
your direction.
You're involved in mitzvah.
I didn't
say
you're involved in a mitzvah.
So if you're involved in a mitzvah,
involved in anything, sorry, if I was involved in a mitzvah, it's a little bit of time.
Involved
in anything, comes a mitzvah, you don't need to stop. That's the basic halacha. Right. But, you do the same. So you yourself do that. You daven ma'ariv at night. Always. So
we're talking about where the cooking stuff, where there are now restrictions going on.
So what? You don't have to. The dry halacha is you're involved in something, you start the behest, you're involved in something, comes a mitzvah, which you could do later on, you do not need to break up. But if you would do it, gewaldig. It's a very noble act. It's small. I'm telling everyone to do this noble act. I'm telling everyone to make various map on the cards. Do the small hold like. He holds like a Rishi allowed to continue eating your meal. Just. So you don't need to bench.
Just.
It's better. It's proper. It's correct. There's a very small pattern that way. It's correct. You have to stop your meal for his mouth and because then continue that same meal. Right. Up comes the Vidya Rajabha. Let's see Tasis. This place is a confusing location. Because I think most people, if they learn these places, will conclude that it's referring to the first line of the Gemara on the page. Yes, you saw pages yet? First one, Rishayin Yimelo. No, it's on the base. Yeah. So most people would say that this is going on Shittas Reb Yehuda. Because those are the words that the Gemara came out. Rishayin Mevarach Rabbi Chazmazin. Rishayin Yimelo Rabbi Chazmazin. Not only that, the printer obviously goes out that way. Yeah, the prince obviously thought that way because he put it on his side. He put it on his page, which is the words of a great king. But if you start the first word of the Gemara of Tesis is clearly not like that. Rishon Omerlov Birchus Hamazon Lahaftik, to be mastic, to break up the meal. Who breaks up meals? Who's the opinion that breaks up the meals? It's a beautiful. So this Tesis is in the wrong place. It should be on Amud Aleph. It should be on Amud Aleph, but when we have in Amud Aleph Shittas Reb Yehuda, there we have the Gilsa Mevin like Kusha Yayin Vaoyma Alov Birchas Haram Vaoyma Alov Kusha Zayayin Vishayin Vaoyma Alov Birchas Haram. Tesis says I've got different Gilsa, but not first you do Kiddush and then you do Birchas Hamazon, but rather first you do Birchas Hamazon and then you do Kiddush. Rishon Hoki Gosino. Rishon Omer Lov Birchas Hamazon Misheni Omer Lov Kiddush. Why do you do Birchas Hamazon first? That's it. You have to break up the meal. You have to break up your meal. You break up your weekday meal, you do Birchas Hamazon, and then you do Kiddush afterwards. Misheni Omer Lov Kiddush. Why the second one should be Kiddush? Why not the first one? Samach v'sudah Shabbos, because there's an Indian that the Kiddush should be juxtaposed together with the Shabbos meal. So which one of them is the Shabbos meal? The second one. So Kiddush should be with the Shabbos meal. So first one, you first Birchas Hamazon, in first case you do Birchas Hamazon, that breaks up the meal. So now I'm about to start my Shabbos meal. I'm going to make Kiddush next to my Shabbos meal. That's the view. So which gift in the Rashbam was that? The second gift. The second gift of the Rashbam. Tosfos hold has
no.
The great tells you don't need to break up a meal.
Once you finish the document, finishing the word number. Now we're talking about once they finish the meal.
Right.
Now what do you do? That's what we're talking about.
Very good. Can you explain to me the first word of Tesis? No. That's the Devar Machla. You're right. That is the first of the places. So after the Devar Machla, Rishon Omer Lov Birchas Hamazon, then what's
the second? Now, speaking of what you're going to do, meaning that now he's recognizes the first thing you have to have a shot with here afterwards. He's definitely going to have to be kind.
You're going to have to be Mekai.
You have to be Mekai. Shalosh, you told me, you learned from the Torah, and this is all right.
Okay.
Yo. 3 meals. Where's your 3 meals?
So that's an impossibility. Because if you're telling me that it really holds that you have to eat a Shabbos meal, then he might as well hold of a Yehuda.
Might as well. You're not obligating this up. You're not company right now. Sir, yes. You don't want to buy Shabbos. You want to buy your weekday. Whatever. Why do you think you come Shabbos again for everybody? So, you're continuing regular meal right now. You're
in the midst of
the meal. You're not going to obligate this up all the time. I don't understand what the issue is. You're not forcing me to stop.
So, what?
So, if you're going to buy your Shabbos,
so,
you're
going to
do it afterwards.
So, what does you mean in the Braisa, the aim must speak in the Shabbos? What does that mean?
It means differently than what it meant by his something that you do, right? You pop in like Rabbi Yehuda next year. So there's some type of an obligation that has to take effect at the beginning, at the start of that night time. Whatever reason, I'm not sure why. by Pesach you have to do it right away.
Okay.
Here, maybe because there's a certain time that you have until to complete it. But here, it's different. You have more time to do it. It's not obligating, for whatever reason you see Shabbos as not obligating to do it from the start of the Shabbos.
Right. So whatever that means that's not called mastikin. You're telling me I can finish my meal. Maybe I have to eat again later on. But I can finish my meal. I don't need to be mastik my meal. So why did say she use the word lastik?
Now that you finished it.
It's not lastik. Could you just tell me that the Brisa says clearly, he basically says, any mastik in the Shabbos.
You have to finish at some point.
Not a half stick.
To start the next meal.
Ain mastik in Shabbos. You don't need to stop for your meal. You don't need to be mastik your meal. Mastik means I'm in the middle of something and I'm going to have to stop what I'm doing, mastik it, and start the press. Ain mastik in Shabbos. It really tells you do not have to be mastik in Shabbos. It's a Gemara and Kufam and Dalit. Is my question is if you're it's not correct what he's saying. It's not a mastikin Shabbos. Everyone knows you have to be mastikin Shabbos. Mastikin means you have to stop what you're doing. Right? So you're saying if you eat the mastikin, you do not need to stop what you're doing. You have to finish your meal. So Rishon Eimer of Bez Lamodin is lahastik. It's the wrong word. Lahastik means you're stopping what you're doing. You're telling me very close, you don't need to stop what you're doing. So, when do I have to stop? When do I have to stop what I'm doing? When do I have to stop what I'm doing? At what time of night would I have to stop what I'm doing? That's simply incorrect. If you're going to tell me that if you see a Greek tribute that comes nightfall, you have to stop, then they both agree must be in Shabbos. Then you have a disagreement at what stage of Shabbos is that true. But they both agree must be in Shabbos.
But they don't agree.
No. Why should that be? That's special means I like it. But that's what we're after. The mother basically you can continue eating. The Brisa says clearly basically holds that a mastik in a Shabbos. You do not need to stop a Shabbos. You don't need to. So don't use the word mastik when we talk about basically. So why is Satan start off with the word lahastik? To explain the Biyoshi, because also he's not explaining the Biyoshi. This sentence is going on in Buddha. The Buddha answers the first one, he may be a smother in Lahastik. The Biyoshi has a good answer, you have to be Mastik. The first one, you make this more than Lahastik. And then the second one is going to be for Kiddush. And why is the second one to be for Kiddush? To be Masmir, the Suda, the Kiddush to the Suda. For Kunja Biyoshi. Do you have to eat another meal? The answer is no. Come to Reish, you don't need to eat another meal. Says Tesis on Kufam and Aleph for Reish Yerimel. Yeah. The Reishi is 5 lines, 5 places in down. The Goyimah Kala, Reish Yerimah, Eim Mastikin, the Goyimah Kala Shiva. On Vav Reich as a Mosin, Vach Kach Mekadosh, Kiz Muchach the Bread. Come on, remember that right? That's the one we're learning now. Mashmah says Tesis, the entire class is Tudor Lishkim Shabbat. The contribution is you do not need to make a special Shabbat meal. See, sorry, because if he does have to, Malo Lahamtin, why should he wait? Yad, pick me up.
Here's the one.
Okay. In Tema, for Tesis, Veich Yasu, Kiddush V'lo Yisuda, Alein Kiddush V'lo Makim Yisuda, where's your Kiddush V'lo Makim Yisuda? V'yish Tema, the Chos in Kiddush V'lo Makim Yisuda, Kim Shmiyad Acha Yisuda, Oysa Kiddush. You're making Kiddush immediately after your meal, and therefore you are eating Kiddush V'lo Makim Yisuda. The Oysa Yisuda, Oyle Loyle Yisuda Shabbat, that meal which you ate off the night is oyle loyles to the Shabbos, is good for Shabbos. How do I know that? Like the Rashi says that in the birchas amozen that you make, you know what you say inside it? Ritzei. Why did you make Ritzei? Why did you say Ritzei? Because it was a Shabbos meal. And it's a Shabbos meal, so made I say Ritzei. And made of these places, that's not what we're learning now, but it's what we learned then. The Biyoshi holds, you make one meal, you do not eat another meal. Okay, that's just the Biyoshi. So place that the Biyoshi, you do not make another, you do not have another meal. You have one meal, that's all you have, one meal. So where's your Shabbos meal? You eat after night, that's your Shabbos meal. Where's your kiddush rocking suda? After I eat, it'll be kiddush. So there's no mustache, God of Yeshua, there's no hashtoka b'chlal. You only have one meal, there's no hashtoka. So what's the issue that he's telling us? They do b'chmod and lehafzik. And what he's saying after is that you make kiddush to be preceding your next meal. The Yeshua told you don't need to have kiddush preceding your next meal. Until the Yeshua is not going with Hashem Yeshua. The Yeshua is going with Hashem Yehuda. This says he's going on a Yehuda. If Yehuda holds, then you have to stop. So first one, make better more than stop. If Yehuda holds, you have to have a new meal. So make your kiddush with your new meal, because your new meal is the Shabbos meal. So make kiddush with the Shabbos meal. So this says it was placed on the wrong page by the printer. What stages to teaching us? Why is it this order? Why is the first one better more and the second one kiddush? How do you know that? Why? No. I just found it. The Tesha didn't. You just found it. The Tesha didn't. You just found all this the other way around. Yeah, well, we'll see. There is another Mahalach, which is going to talk about it. But first he's saying, come to this gift, this is the Pshat. It's going to be the other gift which he's going to explain. But come to this gift, the reason why the order is first there's the Mosin and then Kiddush is in order to split up the meal and then have the Kiddush as close as you can to the proper Shabbat.
So that means that we're saying, Rosh Hashanah was saying before that you see it has to be according to Rabbi Yossi. We're saying here clearly, he says, no, it's not like Rabbi Yossi.
He's saying,
it's ours and then both of them.
Right, so that's what I'm saying, that the Gemara is saying, that I'm telling you how to act. Halach Lamaita, don't go like the basic law of Rabbi Yossi, and don't go like the shit of Rabbi Yuda, but rather go like the Rabbi Yossi plus. Be machmir, because even if Yossi is masking to me, that it's best to stop and make kiddush straight away. You don't have to, but it's best to. Therefore, I'm telling you that's how I want you to act.
Is this also what the topic saying? He's changing over of Yehuda's holding? He's changing over of Yehuda's holding. You're going to the Yossi and Rashbam with your friend?
The second Yossi of Rashbam, yeah.
The second Yossi. Even though Rashbam said it's machmir,
even though the response to Sefer is much more like the first Gersa, he's saying like the second Gersa, he's going to bring rise for it. He's going to say why it has to be this regard.
And here,
until Tosfos himself brings in the other Gersa. Tosfos in another few lines brings the other Gersa of the Rashbam. Right, but that's how this Gersa, which he holds, is the great Gersa, holds that his kiddush should be as close as possible to the Shabbos. I'm not having a chavrusa this month. I'll be somewhere in the Mishnah next to my computer. If you want to approach me or anything in learning, feel free. I'll be learning your chavrusa, but I'm happy to discuss the topic. Yeah.